TK and Lyles on our special edition of the Big Sports Breakfast. We're celebrating the Kosciuszko, $1.3 million, going to be on October 13. It's a tremendous bonus for country racing, for country trainers, for country owners as well. And, of course, it went through the big sweepstake draw, and that means the slot holders who were lucky enough to come out had to try and then negotiate with a horse. We're up in Scone, and we've got four trainers in Scone all trying to get their horses into the race. Stephen Jones is one of the locals trying to get his horse Akasaki into the race. I think there's three slots now left. Steve, firstly, thanks for joining us.
No problem at all. That's great.
It's a great concept, first up. Where are you at with trying to get Akasaki into the Kosciuszko?
We've had a couple of phone calls on him, but we haven't secured anything. I can't believe he hasn't been took up early. You know, like he's a genuine sad day horse in Sydney, and we've got highway horses in there, which are country horses. You know, I reckon he's a great chance in the race.
What's his strength as a racehorse?
In his run, he gets back to midfield, and he's got a great finish. Yep. You know, he's always looked as though he'll get that 1,200 metres. He won here over the carnival at Scone on the big day here, and he's been a great horse to me. He's got me going here at Scone.
You've relocated, by the way, mate. It's a long way from the Gold Coast to Scone. The weather's a little bit different as well.
Yeah, a little bit chilly here, but you get good days and great people in Scone, and we've done very well. It's been good move.
How much talk has the Everest and the Kosciuszko created, in particular up here around Scone?
Oh, everybody's talking about it. Yep. You know, it's great for country racing, I think. You know, it'll give them a prop up. Probably do it a bit better every year, you know. Next year will be better, and should be good.
Yep, and the negotiations, I mean, I guess you're willing to do a deal, aren't you? If we've got some of the ticket holders who've got some slots that are up for grabs, you're willing to get a deal done that would be worthwhile for them as well?
The owners just want to see the horse have his chance, and he'll be right up to these, no doubt about it. And they'll do a 50-50 deal or whatever, you know. And we just want to get him in, as we say.
Yeah. How many horses have you got in your stable, Steve?
There's about 28 there at the moment.
Right.
Yeah. He's a stable starter.
Yeah. He's the
one.
Oh,
without a doubt. Yeah.
So what happens today with Akasaki?
We're going to work on with one of the favoured runners on the course proper here. We're going to go 600 metres work and gallop with him, and we'll just see what happens, you know.
Yep.
But he'll acquire himself well. He's a nice horse, and he's genuine as the day is long, you know.
Right. With not being locked in, with a horse like Akasaki, when would you need to know to have his prep right for that race?
We've worked towards that now, Larry.
Right,
you know, like we've had that in our head all the way, and we'll go to plan B after that.
Yep.
This horse, Akasaki, you know, like he hasn't been far from in black type races in town, and at Hawkesbury, he got beat a couple of lengths and had no luck. He ran into a dead end there and got back in the Ramorny. It had to be Boomer to beat him, you know.
Yep. Mm. So, and last time in town, if you're a slot holder, don't have a look at that, because it was a heavy eight, and he doesn't handle the heavy going.
And he drew one that day, which got him caught up on the fence on a heavy track and run into plenty of dead ends. He can't. He's a horse that you've got to get out to the centre of the track, and he's got a great finish. You know, like the day he won here, he beat him. He had to make sensational sectionals the last 600.
And you'd probably think, I'm assuming, that it'd be a cracker of a pace to start with. Would it be run like a sort of a golden slipper, do you think?
Big
or
money,
would it be
they
a sit
fast.
And sprint?
They'll go quick, you know. There's a couple of Queensland horses, and I can tell you they go like cats early up there, and knowing how it is, and that'll suit us to the ground.
Yep. Mm.
Stephen, there's racing today. It's a showcase meeting, so there's good prize money up for grabs here at Scone as well. You've got a few going around. Have you got one for our listeners and our viewers you can tip us into?
there's a nice horse of Mr. Harvey's called Mr. Wong. He won the other day. He goes very well. He's a horse on the way up. In saying that, Chris Lees has got one in it.
Frankly, awesome,
hard
yeah.
To beat, very hard yeah. to beat, but I wouldn't have him in there if I didn't think he was competitive.
There you go. Race 4, number 5, Mr. Wong, and Mr. Harvey is Jerry Harvey.
That's right, Jerry, yeah.
Yeah, we just call him Jerry.
Yeah.
Don't worry about Mr. Harvey.
Yeah, he'll be right. Yeah, I've been with Jerry for 30 years, so.
He's okay with Jerry.
Yeah, he's good as gold.
Fantastic. Mate, we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Steve, with Akasaki and hopefully getting... There's plenty of time, and let's hope those negotiations come to fruition, particularly after he stars on the track here at Scone. We'll be watching. What time? 7.30?
7.30, yes.
7.30, we'll be watching. Stephen, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.